The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to The Musketeers. I'm Francis, and this show coming to you from Watch Awaker Studio here at Fresh FM, your community radio station. We interview people on topics of interest within our community.
Are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Your elders grew wise, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
And that was Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, which is setting the tone for today's interview. Welcome back to The Musketeers. Today we have a representative from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren, Gillian. How are you today, Gillian?
Yes, very good. Thank you. Yep, great. Been busy working, so it's nice to just relax, I think.
Yeah, definitely. How did you become involved with Grandparents Raising Grandchildren?
Because I ended up with my three grandchildren, which was 7 years ago now, after the parents went off the rails with drugs and alcohol. So, yeah.
Is this a common occurrence within this group?
Yes, but everyone has their own story. Like, my story is not as bad as other people might be in the group. So, yep, everyone has the same story, but just different versions of the story, if you know what I mean.
Mm. What supports does this group get from outside the community?
We have a national body that's in Auckland that supports us, but within the group itself, we're very close. We're all very close, and we have been through this together. So it's been great support here in Watch Awaker.
So the group has support in itself, but also supports the community with outside. Can you tell us more on that?
Yeah, sure. This week we have made cookies to go in the community boxes for the Christmas boxes. Yeah, so that's been really cool. We love doing that every year to help the community house with that. What else do we do? Well, we do lots of things, I can't even think. Oh, yeah, like with the floods, we did a lot of baking, and we helped Bethany Park, took food down to them all the time for the great work that they do for us. Yeah, come along and we do the community lunches every month or so. So we love doing that too. That's great.
How many members do you have within the Mochiweka group?
We probably have about 40 people, but not all of those people are active. Like, you know, you get some people that will come along to all the meetings, but then some people not really into that, so they just sit back, which is fine, but we're there to support them if we can.
And now we're going to have another break with another Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song, Our House.
I'll light the fire, you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Jillian from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. What sort of government support do you get?
Well, some people go through the Ministry of Children, for children, or otherwise you can get an orphan's benefit. There's a couple of other things that you can get. But if you go through the Ministry for Children, you don't go through WINS. Yeah, I think that's right, what I'm saying. Somebody will tell me if I'm not.
Do you believe the situation of grandparents raising children may be increasing?
Yeah, I do. But there are a lot of people that are raising their grandchildren, but they definitely won't go and ask for help. They don't think that they don't need it. I think they're just embarrassed and don't want to step up and get the help.
Are there any men raising children in your group?
Yes, there are. Yeah, we've got a couple of families, husband and wife, but not just men by themselves. They're women, but there are a couple of couples that are raising their grandchildren. Yeah, it's more common for a woman.
And how does grandparents raising children impact the children themselves?
There are some pretty horrific stories, but some people are going to take years of counselling to try and get fixed. Not fixed, that's not the word either, but get through this. Yeah. I mean, my grandchildren, they don't see their mother or father that much, but it must be sad for them. Like my granddaughter, she's only 7, and all she wants is her mum, you know. She knows that I've been there since she's been a baby, but at the end of the day, it's still her mum and dad that she wants. Yeah.
And now we will be going into another music interlude with a song from Madness, Our House.
Wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Welcome back. We're still talking with Gillian from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. Is counselling freely available to some of these children in need?
I would say that there will be, but I'm not too sure because none of my children have had to have counselling. Yeah, but I'd say so.
And how about the grandparents themselves?
Yeah, well, again, I don't know because I haven't had to have counselling. But I would say there'll be help out there for people.
What are your hopes and dreams for the children and grandparents?
Well, for any child, you just want what's best, you know, for them, of course. I just want them to be, you know, strong, individual people, and, you know, just have the normal work. I don't know. I just want them to be happy, basically. Yeah.
And yeah. What would you like to see come from the parents?
Well, what I like? I'd like them to step up and realise I've got these three beautiful children, and, you know, I'm sure that's what all grandparents would like. But they know at the end of the day that's not going to happen because drugs, alcohol, or whatever their thing is, has just taken over their life. Yeah, like they've had their mother back in their life three times and she's walked out three times. And, you know, that must be, how must that child be feeling, you know? So that's why it's quite good having the grandparents or the uncle and auntie or whatever there to step in, to give them the love that they need.
Rejection definitely is a big thing.
It is. It is a big thing. And just hearing my granddaughter, you know, who's seven, just saying I just want them, her mum or her dad in their life, you know, it hurts. It hurts her saying that, you know. And when she did come back, it was like my granddaughter didn't want me in her life anymore because she had her mother. Well, that hurt me too because I was like her mother, and to be rejected, it was really, really hard. Yeah, that was really sad actually, but it was good having her back there. But then, like I say, addiction's just too great.
We're going to have another break with John Lennon's song, Mother.
I just gotta tell you.
Welcome back to Fresh FM. You're listening to The Musketeers. We are talking to Gillian from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. Gillian is raising her grandchildren due to her daughter's addictions. Are these addictions supported by the company that she keeps?
Yes, definitely, because she didn't have anything to do with these people for a long time, and then slowly they start popping up in her life, and that was more important in the end. She was bringing drugs home, bagging stuff, you know, it just wasn't fair, you know, on everybody that was living in that household, worried that, you know, who might turn up and what might they do, you know, if they don't get their money or their drugs or whatever. Yeah, it's very, very sad.
Thank you for what you do for your family and the community and everything you do best in.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now we're going to go out on a song, Let Her Go by Passenger. Have a good day.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. The bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so far. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Oh, 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 oh. And you let her go. Burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.